We are starting with the session of community here, and I want to thank the Italian community that they are hosting here in this place. Italian community is the language Italian community here in Capodistria, because Capodistria is a bilingual city, so they really appreciate the opportunity to sponsor this conference, and they gave us the exploration room that you can find downstairs, and this conference room. So I'm very happy to say that the collaboration with the Slovenian team was very nice. It is very nice, and we are very happy that you are here in Capodistria. I introduce Pavle Janik, that as the speaker, the first speaker of this session. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Pavle Janik. Before I start my presentation, I would like to apologize to any English speakers, because English is not my primary language. So if you don't understand something, just ask, and I will try to clarify myself. And before starting, I will show you something. Yesterday, I tried to run a surface with help switch, and decided that I would like to use show switch. And I found some minor issues. So if there's anyone here who has internet connection, please flag an issue for it. So we do not reference Alt SXI extension anymore. This presentation there was something like that. Thank you very much. So we can start. Well, I will try to talk about police engineering and the processes that that we use to develop OpenOffice.org project. I will describe our development process and dive into details into every phase of it, so we can identify where you are, where you are, and what can be done. In every phase, I will describe the community involvement, where community is involved, where community is not involved, and we can discuss at the end if it is good, if it would be better, and where the problems are. So if you do not know what police engineering is, I have copied the definition of it from Wikipedia, so you can read it. Police engineering is a huge discipline. I do not think we have a place here to completely dive into details, but you will see on one example of our project how it works and how it could work. I will also compare our project with small projects, small free software projects that are quite different to us, because they very often tend to simplify development process. They skip important phases like quality assurance and so on. So how, for the purpose of this presentation, I have simplified the process of our project to 6 phases, from planning to the release. I'm not talking about phases that are after release, such as marketing and so on, but it's not part of release engineering, so it is out of the scope of this presentation. So I can ask some people where they think they are, where they work. For example, Maho. So, what do you think, where your work is in this development process? Yeah. I do think I'm in the release phase, but for the purpose of this presentation, we are after the release phase, because we do not work on releases. Yeah, it's Hamburg Release Engineering Team that that is working on the release phase. We are after that phase. So the first phase is planning. If you want OpenOffice.org to do something, to work somehow, or you have an idea, it's good to start. It's the plan, and the plan has to be implemented and realized in the real product. So the plan. What to do with an idea to do something? Well, I have seen before the presentation. You have to fill out an issue for it, so other people can track the progress of this issue through the planning phase, through coding, through quality assurance, and at the end to release phase where you can see it in the development milestone. Well, the process of processing requests for enhancements is not clear to me. Before I dive more deeply in the process of developing OpenOffice.org, it was pretty simple. We filled out an issue for enhancement. It was assigned to Bettina, PH, and that's it. Everything finished. No progress. About 2 years ago, or 1 year and a half ago, it was decided that we should create an alias requirement. And right now, new ideas, new features, bug fixes that are not defects but are enhancements, are assigned to requirements. And from my point of view, nothing has been changed. But I am not involved in this process, so if you have new ideas, I would be glad to hear them. Community is not involved in this at all. This is a problem of community, not a problem of some. It's a problem of community. Community doesn't want to be involved in this. This is my feeling.
Okay. The problem to me is community is involved in this process.
Yeah.
Community has been asked to be involved.
Yeah.
And we have people who have worked on this. But after evaluating our fees and requests for enhancements, the process broke.
Yeah.
It struggled.
This is one point where we can be better. So please remember it and start
yeah.
working more to make it better. This is how I feel. So everything I'm describing here is my feeling about our processes. So please take it as it is. So okay, we have the planning phase. Oh, I forgot about specification. This is Michael's great nightmare. So I don't see Michael here. Okay. Well, the planning phase also from my point of view includes writing specifications. In my opinion, this is a good place where community can help. There are developers that do not want to write specification, Michael and his team and so on. I'm sorry if there's anyone from his team that is willing to write specifications. But there is a place where we can be better. Community members can write specification or at least templates for them. It can be then made fixed by some engineers or writer. This is another point where we can be better. This is I pretty simplified the phase because it's really huge and I do not have inside look into it. So it is the plan, the first phase. Second phase is coding, real coding. I won't dive into coding. There are several sessions several speakers that will talk about coding, you know, and so on. So I won't dive into details. And in fact, I'm not a developer. Yeah, well, I know several languages, but I am not writing real code. If you look at my work, I almost do not code. I only fix others. I'm not programmer. So, how developer works with child workspaces? We have a system provided by Sun Microsystem, on microsystems, it's called I will use English pronunciation, it's called ICE. It would be interesting to know how German developers pronounce this. It's ICE too?
ICE.
It's the same as German, but I have decided it's ICE, real ICE in English, so I will use ICE. So, what is the process of the developer? The developer decides that he will implement a feature that is in Issuezilla from the previous phase. He will create a child workspace. If you want to know some details about child workspaces, how to work with them, and so on, this was it. Martin's presentation. I hope he will talk about how to work with child workspaces. When you create a child workspace through the web interface of ICE, it is in the planned state. Child workspace can have several states. Planned is one of them. Second one is new, and we will talk about other phases of the child workspace. Once you create a child workspace, do not forget to fill description. It's pretty important. Some developers tend to skip this step. This is quite important for us because, for example, child workspace HR12 is pretty important for me, but I do not know what's there, what's inside. So I have already forgot about it, and I think it is getting better. So. Once the child workspace is really created with CVS create command, it is announced to the mailing list, announced, and the developer should add tasks that he wants to implement in this child workspace into it. So people who are looking for issues, for patches and so on, can see where this bug is really fixed. And then he fixed this issue. This is pretty simple. I will skip the details because you already know how to fix issues. So the fix is committed to child workspace. Please use comments of this form because there are several tools that work with comment logs and prepare, for example, release notes and other stuff. When the developer is finished, at least when he thinks he is finished, he will mark this child workspace as ready for QA. This means that its work is almost done, and the next phase can be started. So what is the community involvement in this phase? What do you think so? Any some people willing to tell us? Community developers are using this mechanism, and I think it will be much more used because we have decided to ease the rules to integrate child workspaces. So it will be used even more than it is by now. But I think it's a good mechanism and helps us to isolate pieces of code and do good quality assurance. This also allows us to manage the work of many people on one master. So it is. It's a really good mechanism in my point of view. So we can continue. Child workspace is finished from the developer's point of view, and we have to qualify the work of developer. QA is very important phase that typical free software projects simply skip. The typical free software projects. Simply skip this. So it's because they simply create release and publish it, and users are testing it. So the QA phase is moved from developers or members of development groups to users. This is pretty different from us because this phase is implemented in development people, from development, from members of development group. And this is important because this makes better QA, in my opinion. Of course, we are moving part of QA to users. We release not that often, but hope it will be more often right now. But we release and users report issues to us. This is also part of it, of QA. So, about half a year ago, I wrote a simple introduction about working with childbirth space. And when I started creating the child workspace, there was one black point. You have to fill QA person. It is not completely solved in our project. Well, if I'm doing some build fixes and so on, I simply set a QA person to Hans Joachim. And for example, if Rene is doing configure stuff, he's a QA to me. But we do not have a general mechanism to choose a QA version. I think we have to extend this and define the mechanism so people do not have to ask IRC, emailing this and so on. There's no problem to change the QA person after some decision also, but you should know who will be QA or who will decide who the QA is or will be. This is probably a task for some people to think about it a little bit, because community modules are already spread over us, so this is task for science. So what should the developer, what should the QA person do? Well, I do not know. I often only read the code, or sometimes I will try to build it if Rene is doing something in configure office module. But the real QA should be based on developers, not only codes, he should also write what should be tested, how it should be tested, and provide simple test cases that should be done. The community people, in my opinion, do not do that right now. This is what scientists do perfectly. We do not do that. For example, if Rene creates a child workspace, I read its description, try everything that is there, and look around the code if it changed anything. So probably we have to provide better description for a QA person. And this could also speed up the process of QA. When the QA is finished, again, the QA people, QA person goes to ICE and marks child workspace as approved by QA. At the end of this process, ideally, we have many qualified child workspaces waiting for decision. So I named the process of decision as the process. It's really important phase because you have to decide what should go in at what time, and this mechanism changes in the time, because if we are in the middle of development phase, you do not have any reason to not put everything in, but almost everything. Of course, there are always reasons if one childhood space depends on other and so on. But if you are close to the release, you are in a completely different position. You have to keep the stability, do not change anything, and so on. You know that from your projects. This is, for example, the reason for the current state of SRC 8.0 master to masters, or is RC. That the development will continue on SRC master and release candidate or release candidate one actually, and maybe other candidates will be created on master OOs, etc. So what is the community involvement here? Well, the process is pretty simple because the development of OpenOffice.org is still pretty connected with StarOffice. It is some engineer Martin Hornbichler that decides. I think it is working right now, but in the future there can be problems. For example, if Martin decides to be ill, or God decides Martin will be ill, or something like that, this will be a problem because we can't lobby on IRC to get something nominated as we do right now. Yeah? Right now, if we want something to really go in, and for example, Martin forgot it or overlooked it, or he decided it won't go in, but we really want to go in, we ask him, we lobby him. But if he is not on IRC, we do not have a good way to get our childhood spaces nominated.
I know that this is not a solution, but I wanted to understand it.
Yeah, okay. That's okay. Thanks. Okay, we can do this. So, community. If community wants something to be integrated, we ask Martin or. Martin does a really good work, and we almost do not have to ask him because it is almost automatic. Yeah, but I think this is a single point failure because not single point of failure, single point of bottleneck because there's only one person on the side. I wanted to tell something here, but I forgot it. So this is the fifth phase the process. The next phase is integration. It's really manual work because you have several child workspaces that Martin decided that should be integrated, and you have to integrate them. This is a manual process. You probably some engineers probably do have tools to that effectively. Community is not involved in this phase, and I think it is good because the knowledge of CVS with single V is not as good in the community and in some, because merging branches is not a nice work, and you can make several bugs in this, so I'm pretty glad that some engineers do that. If
why would you want to do that?
Sorry?
It seems you want the community to grow as we also
absorb
those sorts of roles in the future, so you're not keeping them tied to somebody inside somebody, the only person. You want this to encompass others, to open that up for projects such as GNOME, it's a little more public and visible. Like, we don't say obviously only the maintainer of the module can do the merging, but it should be visible to the community.
Yes, but I do not think community people should be, not should be, this is not the right word. I do not think there is enough knowledge in some release engineering team to properly merge child workspaces. So I am glad that some engineers are doing this. I'm happy with that.
Only specialists.
Yes. And I personally do not want to be involved at all in this process. Because I do not understand it. Matching branches and chapters, I did that at some project five times, and I did three mistakes. And it's a pretty hard process from my point of view. So I do not want to be involved at all. And as I said, this presentation presents my points. I think community should not be involved in this. Because that, as I said,
yeah,
sorry?
I can merge all my projects with it.
Okay, but that's I can merge them too, but before every comment I will spend about 2 hours reading every change and so on. It's for me it's pretty complicated process to merge several challenges.
I'm not saying that everybody should, but I think it's a good target that other people should be able to.
Yeah, of course. If we can, create tools for the community. I think some engineers already use some tool. So if we can produce these tools to community too, it would be nice. We have been talking about that in child master workspaces, and maybe this can be generalized this process. Yeah. But it will be hard anyway, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question here for some engineers. If they want to be if they want a community to be involved in this. So you answered you would be glad to invent community to help here. Yes?
In order for it to be called a community, it's a background from GNOME and spent many years in the GNOME perspective of the community does everything. There was no real corporate backing until after a while. So we're used to having everything available and whoever is willing and capable of doing things tends to adopt it. And that's how we define our notion of community is the set of people that can do the things. We've been very careful not to differentiate between things that just the corporate people can do and then the wider user base at large. So
I think there's a big difference between the GNOME community and our community, because we are still too tight with the start of this and some release engineering. But I don't think this is wrong. But we have to wait. We should not stop some engineers to work on their work, because their work is also our work.
Yeah,
and if we want to participate in everything, it can slow them down. And this means the whole project will be slowed down. Yeah, so from my point of view, I think release engineering in this phase should be in some hands.
But
maybe you have
to sort of
opinion. I would be glad to hear your thoughts.
I think I agree with Joey that some of the processes have been available for the overall community, including some. Especially if you think of cascading childhood master workspaces becoming a situation where not only some engineers are interested in driving master forward, and that's a situation where you need community involved.
This is not current status, this is the future. Yeah. Yes, if we implement child master workspaces, of course we have to involve community in that, because some engineers are not why they should want to run on something experimental. They will wait for the final point of integration. Well, there were some problems in the past, some small issues that come from difference between some built environment and community environment. This is mainly about config office module, but these are really minor issues, and I will talk about them later. So this is a graph of integrated child workspaces per milestone on SRC 680 master, starting from M7, who I think there should be M4, but maybe it's here, I don't know. And ending with M130. As you can see, it, the development is well spread over the graph. You can identify several pieces where we probably integrated many child workspaces, and then we decided to stabilize the code or fix the code or wait for stabilizing the changes. Do you know where Beta and Beta 2 were? On what milestones they were based? Beta 1 was based on M79. It's really strange that we have about 12 child workspaces merged in. They were probably very simple. Beta 2 was based on M125, I think. 24, 25, I don't know exactly. 25. So this is only for information, how it looks like. So the final phase is release, at least I named it release. At the end of the previous phase, it was integration. You have everything integrated on the master, and you have to build it to provide the binary installation sets for QAP, for community, upload and tomatoes, and so on. And this everything is being done by some engineers. I would like to stop in technical phase because technical part of this phase because we have seen several problems in the past. About 2 years ago, when Sunday Messing was in some, we had several problems that modules were not tagged at all and so on. We do not see such problems right now. The only problem is when the site where CBS server is physically located is not available, then it can happen, and it already happened in M129, I think, where only modules starting from A to B were tagged, and modules from S to Z were not tagged at all. But this was fixed in 1919, so I'd like to ask some engineers if they can describe this process for us too, so we can know what we could expect from the tagging. If it breaks somewhere, we should know that it will be fixed, for example, tonight at 12 o'clock. It will be really happy, really, it can help us because in case of M129, the master milestone was announced as ready, but modules were not tagged, so this was a real problem for several people because they have to fetch half of the source code again from scratch. But as again, this is minor issue. This is not a real problem. How is community involved in this space? It's another black box for us, almost black box, because this process is done by the Hamburg Greece engineering team, and we only take the stuff from them. Of course, because they have to provide builds for their people, and we provide builds for other people. They of course provide official builds, but we are in the same position as them. We are only waiting once they said it's done on our side, and then we can start. The point is where we see announcement mail in our mailing list, CBS announce. Well, what's my opinion is it's quite okay. I don't have any problem with it. Do you see any problem in this process? can we make something better than we do already? I personally don't have any problem here. I will talk about some minor issues, for example, when child workspaces should be, milestones should be announced. I have a little problem with announcing them on Friday night or Saturday, or early on Saturdays, because if we have one issue, we do not have a person who can fix this issue. This is a small problem for us, and I will later talk about fiber system, and this is a real problem for me, but because I have a system where I fetch the source, make a toolbar from it, upload it somewhere, and from that place I download it for other computers where I built for. So if we do one fix on master, I have to rip back the whole toolbar, upload it, and license it, and so on. It's quite a strange process. But it's also my fault because I can't optimize it. I have only one idea. I already felt an issue for it. It would be nice to have RSS feed for ready milestones, because you can automatically provide that on all planet. So this makes my work easier. I will continue what I do on after these phases are finished. So we have the first part. I have 5 minutes only, so I will try to speak really fast. What I do, I have a build system. It's pretty simple. It's only one shell script, pretty long. Well, two. I have separated them a year ago because it was too long for my editor. So why I'm doing so? Some repo was built for some languages for the Big Ten. This is one point where probably we can work on it, because I hope some can provide more builds, but it's probably a matter of hardware, of time, and so on. So it would be really nice if some could provide more builds. Even as only language packs and so on, because this would really help to test version, or we must do fixes in our builds to provide better integration with languages and so on. We feed them back, but it's not that fast, this process. At the beginning, I was also interested if I can at all build it, because when I first looked at OO, I was really amazed how is it possible to build such piece, because the source code was one complete CD almost. So I was really interested if I can build it at all, and it was a nightmare at the beginning. I had to downgrade libraries, downgrade GCC, and so on to build it completely. I think it is really clear now. It's pretty simple. Well, there are other reasons, but I will skip them. So what I do? I'm waiting for the announcement. Now it's CBS announced main request. I will blog about it. So other developers that programmatically ignore mailing list, mailing lists can know about that release and can start working on that. There are such people that ignore mailing lists, but so we have to talk with them. After I do that, I update my source tree, but the DABA, update my patches. I will clean some integrated stuff, because, for example, if I do QA for Rene, I will take all patches from his child workspace, integrate it into my build, and provide the build. If it breaks, I won't upload my build. I apologize I talk with Rene to fix it, and I will build it again. So if the child workspace is not yet integrated, but I'm QA, I already have it in my build. So after it is integrated, I simply clean this stuff from my build system, and that's all, because it is already integrated. I do work in two phases. First, I will start so-called build zero. It's only for English, US, and my own language, CS. This phase is for me to test if everything is buildable, because I will see, you will see on the next next slide the timings, the times of builds, and the time it takes to build on all systems are dot on. So this is the reason I do that. In the build zero, I also generate POT files for translators and publish them, so translators have time to update their translations and provide me GSI files. At the end of this phase, I send in fact everything to FTP Linux CZ, so other people who use my build system can use the same stuff again. So if my build system is broken at FTP Linux CZ, it means it is in the middle of rsync. So what I do next, I build on GNU Linux because it is the most fastest build I have. I build on Microsoft Windows regularly. Sometimes I do build on Mac OS X, and in the past I was providing builds for Solaris on Spark, but we are right now setting up a new system, so I hope it will be much faster than the one I had previously, which was generated by some ecosystem checks. So I think the new system also from them is much better and much faster. I still do not have machine for Solaris on Intel, so I'm waiting for someone who will be able to manage this system so we can add this platform to our builds. After I built everything, I upload it. I built for right now for 34 languages, so it is a huge amount of data. So I do not provide uploads from my build server. I upload them to FTP Linux CZ because it's on economical network in Czech Republic and it's pretty fast. Well, after this is finished, I'm free and I can do my other work related to OOO. This is, for example, integrating some stuff. I have some patches and so on. Do QA and provide build to for new languages and so on. So I have a question for you. If you are able to follow more milestones a week, I personally can't follow them because the processes I do are quite time. It's quite hard to finish them twice in a week. People from all world can probably agree, and I think I'd like to ask some people if it is a problem for them to if they can do all their processes twice a week for two milestones. Are you able to do that? It's okay for you, Martin? Are you, is it okay for you? Typically, you have one milestone a week. This is some amount of work. Are you able, comfortably, to do that twice a week?
I don't think that there's a general question, a general answer. It depends on the phase where you are. Yeah. Regarding the release, and about depends on the number of child workspaces you have to integrate. Many large ones or a few small bug fixed child workspaces. So just before release, you will be able to integrate two small child workspaces per week, even more per week.
Yeah.
And in earlier phases, you have large child workspaces where you can do only 1 week or even one
few weeks.
2 weeks.
There's a difference between some and us, because people ask me if I could provide the parameters of every milestone. I'm pretty comfortable with skipping one. In fact, when I was on my vacation, I skipped one. No one even mentioned that. So I'm pretty comfortable with skipping some milestones, but having all milestones helped me to identify the place where the bug was introduced. Okay, so I think our time is finished. Some statistics, I use two same computers for JNU Linux products and Windows. It's Pentium 4 with 1 GB of memory. It's Linux 9.0, Windows 2003 server. Building 34 languages, which I call full build, takes 30 hours on Windows. 8 hours from this time is our help content for that many languages. It's pretty slow. We have to work on it. We already have a volunteer. Friedrich, you are volunteer, yeah, to fix this. So I'm happy to hear that. We need to do that. Yeah. building on GNU Linux is much faster. It's half the time. 15 hours without compiler cache, 10 with compiler cache. One language only takes 15 hours on Windows. And 2 hours and 15 minutes on GNU Linux. So this is the reason I do all development builds and all my testing stuff on GNU Linux. The other, sorry?
Why is there such a big difference?
Why?
That's
something is slow on Windows. Either it's the operating system or the compiler or Java. It's a pretty interesting question, yeah.
Do you build with the sources or the everything you build on the machine on Windows, or do you get something over the net?
No, I have everything on fast disk. Actually, both systems do have Western Digital Raptor 10,000 rotations.
So you copy the sources for both?
Yeah, all have resources. And in fact, I do not use common resources, common data pro. I build regular builds as community system should. This is actually one idea that I have in my to-do list to try if it's going to help me to first build on GNU Linux and then restart the build on Windows if it makes it faster. But my Windows system is about 200 kilometers from my GNU Linux system, so it's pretty hard to do that. And my network is only 1 Mbit, I think, right now, so I have a problem. But maybe I can build on GNU Linux, move the directory completely to Windows machine and start the build on Windows. It can maybe help. I have it in my to-do. So what can we do better? I will only quickly skim about that because I'm a bit out of time almost right now. But if no one is going to kick me, I will continue. So, I've already talked about regenerated configure. This is a problem of difference between our build system and some build system. This is only a minor issue. It can be fixed almost immediately. The only problem is when we release milestone on Friday or Saturday, we have new configure, but we don't have a person who could put it in because some SP or do not work on weekends. This is of course clear. So this is a question if we can redesign this timing. It's pretty important to have a solution for this. Because right now, if we forgot to regenerate configure, this means we have to fill P1 issue and let people know that configure was not regenerated. And this is a time consuming process.
I think I find an issue to fix the process.
Sorry, please speak loudly.
I think I find an issue to fix the process at this configure problem.
Yeah.
I think we can solve it easily.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think if only one child workspace touches the code, it's pretty simple. They provide it. Or they ask Renan to provide it.
Yeah, but the problem is if you have
What? If you
have the type of phrases,
yeah,
it's configure.
It's
happy with anyway, because with configure versus
you have to do that after the integration. And this is the reason that that we decided in the past that Sunix will do that. But if you have a solution, we will be glad to give that. Okay, I will skip this. So, demand issues. I've already talked about that. My current process, because I'm almost every time the first person from non community who will build it, the process is I will fill out P1 issue, assign it to Rediger and wait for his action. Again, this is only one person that is affected by it. This is not a good way. The process I use here is not very effective, and we have to work on optimizing that. And of course, this is again question for sign people. Milestones and subsidy, I've already told that. I will skip this slide. So, that's all. I hope you understand, because I'm not used to speak publicly in English. This is my first presentation, so I hope you understood me.
You will be done.
It's very hard to merge child workspaces, and that should be done one at a time. I didn't either. And is there a way to make it possible for the community to also do that for the purpose of integrating child workspaces?
I think it is possible, and some people have to provide tools to make it easier. No, we as a project have to provide tools for that.
Any tools in mind?
Sorry?
What type of tools would make it possible?
This is a question. It would be nice if it could be integrated in CVS tooling, because these are already the tools for tagging and so on. So maybe we can come up with a solution to integrate it there, but this is a question of analyzing it.
This is a difficult question. It's not only a matter of tools, but if you're doing integration onto a master, you need a single point of contact, or otherwise you will mess up the integrations. You have to do an integration before you're doing a merge onto the master. So it has to be integrated into one person or one group to do the integration per one master. The other point is that we can make the tools that we have available for the integration, we can make them available. I think it's no problem. I think they are also interacting with the existing child workspace tools. So these are two different questions.
It's not really a question, it's more a suggestion. I was actually thinking that we could try to have different masters. We could have a master that is what is now, for example, SLC 680, but we could have something experimental where we could have already some of risky changes integrated, and if someone wants to, you know, some kind of two-track development process, that it would be stabilized at a certain moment, something very
good,
and then you start to stabilize it, and maybe in some moment you can again join it.
This is a good idea, and actually engineering steering committee was talking about that on their meetings yesterday. So expect some news very soon about it.
Because I have one real issue. OpenOffice.org if you want to put a table in a footnote, you simply can't.